Beowulf gave a hasty goodbye to his family and sailed eastward with his best fighters. Before long, they arrived on the Danish shores, where they were warmly welcomed by the emaciated Hrothgar and all of his thanes. All of his thanes, that is, except for one. With our offerings of peace in hand, and our welcome banners raising voices, singing praise for a hero from a distant land. It's Beowulf, the pride of Geatland, and the pride of every noble man. And if anyone can beat or easily defeat the foul beast that hoards the hall of Danish lords, he can.
Hrothgar, are you blind, or does your sickness make you act this odd? A foreign warrior has landed on your shore, and he's treating him as if he's God. He's got his armor nice and shiny, and his lips, I promise, Grendel's blood. But never turn your back on someone with an accent, living to domain to people with a Danish model. It's a fallacy to honor him like this. Catering this lion is a posse, I will not stand for it besides. He's not a famous knight, he's hardly made a kill. If our best warriors can't beat the beast, I don't see how he will. Whoa, how he will.
Unfurth, take it easy, there isn't any cause to yell.
You wanna be his pawn by all means, carry on, maybe give the man your crown as well.
Look, if I could have a wood.
No! Take his stupid things and scram.
Hey.
And if anyone ever checks or severing the next, you can write an epitaph on Beowulf's behalf. But anyway, the only time I've heard his name is in conjunction with a swimming contest, which I know he lost.
Back
briefly in a jet!
Oh! Wait a second, Unfurth, as your king, I order you let Beowulf fly.
As you wish, my liege. Beowulf?
Thank you.